Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisa Pod. I am Joy Pandey. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. And if you're a regular degular, if you're coming back, welcome back, because you know exactly what time it is. So it's Friday. We start with some music news. Thapelo Molomo, Idols SA Season 18 winner, has assured his fans that his singing career is still... well, it's not sinking while he's working on the cruise ship. He had to set the record straight. This is after people saw him wearing uniform and thinking that he's a waiter or he's working, doing something else other than music. But he set the record straight, saying that yes, he's since October last year of 2023, he has been working on a cruise ship, but he's been working as a singer. And that is only because he, as a hustler of note, beyond being a celebrity, he just felt that that was just another way to coin it. And the currency, it being way better than what it is here in Mzanzi, he decided that that's a better option. And of course, he'll be back on an SA doing gospel, as we know it, during Easter holidays, because he has some gigs coming up. So that's what he set the record straight when talking to us. But that was not enough, because even when he set the record straight with us, he still had to go on and do an entire whole video where he had to set the record straight again. Let's listen to what he had to say.
People have been DMing me, let me start there, a lot of times. Some were concerned, some needed clarity, some were looking for jobs, some this and that and that. And to be quite honest with you, I don't like explaining myself, because obviously I know who I am and what I am all about. Each person has their personal life and the life that they would want to show off to people. But I felt like maybe this time around, not even this time around, but particularly on this post, let me just come in and say something about it. Not as a way of explaining myself, get me right. Obviously, you need to know in life, or you don't owe anybody an explanation except God and maybe your parents as well. So, yeah. And I'm highlighting that simply because I should plug them. Hey, I'm a waiter at the cruise ship and stuff like that. All right, my good people, I'm not a waiter. I'm sure so far you all know that I can do anything, because I sold X immediately after winning Idols. I get ashamed of any job. You know, I can do any type of job. That's me. That's type of, I can do anything. I don't mind. I don't underestimate me where I go. Now, literally, you can give me, I'm out to Atlanta and say, go and sell type of, I'll go do that to me. I don't mind. I'm not ashamed of the hustle, as long as I can be able to provide for my family and whatsoever. If Shikabaka do my cake totin 2 day, let me eat that cake anyway. So I'm not a waiter here, but I'm a full-time singer. I sing. Where's my singing instrument? I'm a vocalist in the sheep. Nah? Where's my singing? I want to show you something, actually. Let me check for it. I'm a singer full-time in the ship. That's what I do. I sing. I wouldn't mind to be a waiter. If opportunity presented itself, I wouldn't mind to be a waiter. It's just that I got a job as a singer. So this is my other name is Richard. I'm a vocalist, as you can see. Hello. If I knew about waitering before this, I would have taken it. Simple as that, and come and work. Why? I'll tell you why. Because working abroad has a lot of advantages to those that don't know. It has advantages in this case. The currency is too high compared to that at home. Why? Well, I wouldn't want to disclose salaries, maybe the waiter or any other person that it may be. But be rest assured, the currency here, it's high compared to that at home, because we get paid in dollars depending where you are, or pounds and so forth and so forth. So I always look at what works properly to secure the bag and also the future, and just take wise decision, basically. So I am here as a singer because I've realized that, okay, you know what, the gigi adi thola hale fandi one, the thing, they are not sustainable. So why not take something that is sustainable?
Well, that's that on that. I hope that's the last time we have to talk about that. The man is just hustling, guys. He's not struggling. He has coins. I mean, he did win $1 million and something in prize, you know, in prizes when he won Idols. So I don't think we need to look down upon him. I think others just genuinely don't understand how the industry works. I think for him, this is a good thing because he knows that he's secured gigs from October all the way up until now, what is this month? March. Which means not only does he have more money than he would have gotten from the gigs, but he also has, you know, definitely more money because of the currency, right? So that's that on that. But moving on to some other music news, Tyler has had to cancel her musical tour in North America, the UK, and Europe. This is due to her recovering from a severe injury. Hectic. Now, this is obviously at the peak of her career, just straight after winning a Grammy. The singer was like, okay, or the singer and her team, I imagine, were like, okay, we're going to go on a world tour, because right now there's definitely, you know, a global, we have global attention, we have eyes, there's a global demand, let me put it that way. Yes, she took to her timeline on Friday revealing that she's been consulting with doctors about a severe injury, which she did not state what exactly it is, but I'm imagining because you're busy twerking, you're busy peppering, you know, with the water song, maybe there's a bone that's been fractured. That's me speculating, but she did not really disclose what exactly the health or the medical issue that she's suffering from. But she has made it clear that she's been consulting with doctors and she's not getting any better, and which means she needs to take some time off and rest. I'm going to speculate once again. Make me sweat, make me water. That dance move definitely requires a couple of movements. I doubt it's the voice, because it's not like the, you know, she's hitting those high notes, right? No shade. It's just that what makes sense is maybe just the body being a little bit maybe fractured. But maybe she'll share with us at some point in time. She did say that this is something that she thought she would deal with privately. However, because she had to cancel the tour, she had to make it public. So everyone will be refunded. So it's not like anybody's being exploited in this entire saga, right? Now, moving right along again, all roads are leading to Balfour this weekend for the Bacardi Holiday Club. And this is yet the second edition, the third edition, actually, that I know of, that is. So the official lineup of the event has been announced. And I have a couple of questions with regards to that, because when I look at it, I'm like, okay, Mikasa, what is Mikasa doing at a Bacardi Holiday Club? Like, already it's not adding up. But then, okay, they were like DB and Goga. I'm like, okay, it's giving, I'm a piano nyana at least. Then Vocalistic, that's obviously giving a little bit of that Praetorian vibe. Okay, Musa Keys is obviously also on that lineup. There's no way they're going to leave him out of it. Venom and other people. There are many more other artists that are going to be performing. I think it's more than 30 local musicians that will be gracing the stage. But I really question the selection of these artists. When I think of Bacardi Holiday Club, I'm thinking, where is Chico? Why didn't they get Chico? Why didn't they get, you know, others? But hopefully maybe even Vocalistic was like, let's bring, you know, a couple of people on board. But that's that on that. When I attended last year, what I recall is just freezing because I was ill prepared and I had it was just a nightmare. But I hope this time around it will be a different experience. I look forward to seeing it all unfold, and I'll be back to tell you what went down at Balfour. Okay, now in some other news, congratulatory messages have flooded the timeline of Musa Mthombeni because, hey, it was graduation for him on Thursday. He said, go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Welcome to graduation. So if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock, Miss Musa Mthombeni, who was a media personality, became a doctor, or he became a specialist in radiology. I got his certificate in 2023 in June. I recall he went to his timeline, obviously, to announce the news, because that's something you cannot keep to yourself, right? And of course, celebrations still continue now during his graduation. So that's a big deal. Shout out to him also showing other people that, you know what, the media industry is great. It's nice, but, you know, let's coin the real one. And obviously, Liesel was like, hey, ke batla koloi, right? Okay. Moving right along, Mawu has shot up Trend's List. This is after she shed light on her relationship with businessman Hlubi Nkosi. Now, she sat down with El Tito in a recent podcast, and she was speaking about what really went down. Did she steal Londi London's baby daddy? Did she snatch the man from her? No, she says. They've been broken up for 2 years when they actually got together. And in as much as they're not together right now, apparently Hlubi Nkosi still... Let's listen to what she had to say.
One thing he told my sister one day, he said, since he dated women, he dated a lot of women, the women he loved was me and Londi London. I mean, be obsessed, and I'm like, I know, shame. He loved me.
Okay.
When I was in 3, 4, I was like, no. I think I'm not being wrong, innit?
How? Yeah, you were saying?
I think nothing wrong, innit? Because I shame he loves me. But the problem is, it's 2 or 3 things as in Borai.
Well, that's that on that. I feel like, okay, beyond the money, Hlubi Nkosi, is it really a catch? I don't know. But what really got her trending was the fact that she was like, beyond Hlubi Nkosi still being in my DMs, Jay-Z and Lil Wayne and Rick Ross were other people who pursued me or got into my DMs, slid into my DMs with the approach not being business related. And obviously we were like, no, Miguel, you are lying. There's no way. What is Lil Wayne doing your DMs? And she went and posted a whole screenshot. I'm going to say supposed screenshot because, like, what? I don't know if I can believe, you know, this text. So on the text, Lil Wayne, who seemingly even got his grammar wrong, says, I just text you, babe. Really? I don't know. And then at some point in 2021, October, who's this? Mawu responds with some emojis, heartbroken. And then we see the supposed Lil Wayne saying, what's wrong, baby? And Mawu saying, my visa's almost done. Kodwa, it's again, the whole English situation that's going on here, it's just weird. But we'll believe her because she posted a screenshot. But for Jay-Z, I don't think Mawu should have said that, because come on, Becky with the good hair, Solange will come for you. You definitely don't want to see that happening. But hey, we'll believe you. We'll move along from that. That was quite a hilarious thing. I think that's, if there's anything funny that happened this week, that's definitely part of it. But in some more surprising news, something we didn't think that we would actually see is that Sheva Shit, the Limpopo sensation, controversial rap sensation, has apologized for a recent public altercation that he had. Now, if you don't know Sheva Shit, I could say Kitubile, Twaka, then you should actually maybe just put yourself on to some Lukompo or some Limpopo. I think there's some Limpopo music really making it onto the scene nowadays. But anyway, since shooting to stardom, this Shemeshit character has been seen in various public altercations, but one that made him shoot up Trend's List this week is one where he's seen literally knocking out a man who we now know is identified as Tshepo. And we were like, hi, bo, this man, what is going on? Why did the retaliation really require a complete knockout? Well, apparently, I guess maybe it didn't. He said that he overreacted. But before, Mina, I speak for this man, let's just listen to Sheba Shit's apology.
Shit.
Alrighty. Obviously, this is an apology that comes straight after him in February saying that people are provoking him. And that's the only reason why he finds himself in these types of cases. Now, for me, I just feel somebody needs to put this man in a corner and have a chat about just how he should be conducting himself as a brand. Obviously, I mean, if I was working in marketing or whatever with whatever the big brands might be, I would not want to affiliate myself with such violence, of course. So I think people really need to sit him down and really think about, you know, what his intentions and his future rather in this industry. And it might be short lived just because you can't just walk away. Just put your tail in between your legs and walk away. It takes a great amount of maturity or sense of maturity to be that person. I know, even me myself, guys, I'll be honest. Me, I'm very, I can get violent. All right. But I'm grown now. And I'm like, no, that's not how you do things. You don't just slap people around. You don't just like throw people with bottles. You got to grow up, right? You got to just walk away because your brand, you have more to lose now. And obviously it being Shave His Shit right now at the beginning of his career, not even at the cusp really, he's probably even shutting more doors for himself if he continues in the way that he has been. So if he's listening, Mr. Shave His Shit, Kopela, just hold up a little bit, brick, right? Now, speaking of fights, another battle that is taking so long to come to an end, this war, honestly, is the case with Jackie Phamotso against Bastana Khumalo, or rather Bastana Khumalo against Jackie Phamotso. This has been going on since 2018, when Phamotso tweeted about an alleged gay sex tape involving the media mogul's husband, Romeo. That has been going on for too long. It's now 2024 and we're still speaking about this case. And even after they appeared just recently, or rather this week on Monday, the case has been postponed yet again to March 26. And this is all because somehow her lawyer is just trying to prove her going to prison to not be a suitable case. Now, to read jog your memory, if you're not yet on Chesa Life for some reason, if you haven't really read those stories, Bastana Khumalo took the stand for the first, or rather, she took the stand. Yeah, Bastana Khumalo took the stand. She gave a whole emotional speech or statement speaking about how this entire case and it dragging for so long has impacted her and her family. Let's start with having a listen at that.
The unwarranted actions of Ms. Phamotso have greatly affected and negatively impacted my life and the lives of my family, including our extended family. This case has taken 6 years to come to finality, to live with a diabolical lie of a debaucherous nature has been very traumatic for me and my family, including our small children. On the next day after the tweet was trending, now no one would like to have to sit a 13-year-old and explain to them that this is what has been said about their parents on social media. So they didn't go to school and hear it from other kids. Ngosinati, our eldest son, who is now 19, was only 13 at the time. Who is now 19, had to face his schoolmates with this ugly lie about his parents hanging over his head. He could not understand why he was no longer invited to birthday parties and play dates. Why, if he wanted to have friends for a sleepover, they would never come. This vitriol didn't only affect my family, but our extended family. The legacy of my parents, who are now deceased. Your worship, I was raised well. I was raised in a Christian home with Christian values. Tarnishing my parents' good name was beyond hurtful.
Now, when I was actually at court watching Basana, she really looked so emotional, to be quite honest. And I also applaud her for taking the stand, I guess. I mean, I don't want to choose sides because that was a whole thing during court, right? I think in this case, Basana, or rather Phamotse, Jackie Phamotse was just supposed to apologize and walk away when she had the chance. Whether you're right or wrong, whether you really know of this supposed video, whatever the case may be, you should have just apologized and walked away instead of draining yourself coming to court for this long. And then here's the tea. During the whole cross-examination, Jackie Phamotse's lawyer then blurts out an entire thing about Jackie Phamotse having been, you know, grieved and bullied, and that having also impacted her health, that being that she went to through a whole miscarriage. Imagine your lawyer saying all of that. Also, we were not going to be sitting in court, Ms. Phamotse, if it was not for your actions. So yeah, we'll see how that unfolds on March 26th. Hopefully this is the end of it. We're all crossing fingers, because even just sitting the whole day at court listening to this entire thing is absolutely draining, more especially with, you know, just defending something that's just clear that somebody is not apologetic about what they did and the consequences thereof should be, you know, suffered. Is it really worth imprisonment? I don't know, but I just feel like she should, whatever the sentencing should be, she must just take it and just move on. This whole thing, Yahoro, she wants to pay 5 to 8K, it does not make sense. And in installments, I don't think that's going to do anything for Bastana Khumalo. Obviously, she has businesses. I think that could probably buy her bread, not necessarily help her in any way. And a public apology that the social worker had suggested, that also does not stand. At least that's my opinion, right? Because she is not remorseful. She's not sorry about this, so that doesn't make sense. Let's just sentence this lady so we can move on. I see people are still buying her books, so hopefully, even while she's serving whatever she needs to serve, hopefully she will, yeah, still be coining it. Right? Cool. Now, on some lighthearted news moving right along. Shane Eagle and his partner are expecting a little baby. This is great news because I know the fans have been pressurizing Shane Eagle to either get married to this girl or to have a baby. Now, we did see that last year they did announce that they got engaged. And maybe they even got married. I should really bring Shane Eagle back to the studio again. Yes. So in October last year, Shane Eagle revealed that he asked her for his partner's hand in marriage. And they've been together for 12 years, which is quite a long time. So high school sweethearts they are. And now they're about to birth, or their love is about to birth, a little young one. So I look forward to really seeing him on this journey. This is definitely Shane Eagle that we've never seen before. Like, we've never seen him before. And I know that for him being an artist, this will obviously translate within the music and everything else that he's got going on. So congratulations goes out to Shane Eagle and Nicole. And that's been it for this edition of The Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also find us on all social media platforms at ChisaLive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.